And if you can't fuck that, then baby, just lay back and open your mouth. 'Cause I have never met a girl that I love in the whole wide world. Would live corrupt, gave a fuck about a bitch. I'd always be broke. I never had no motherfucking endo to smoke. I get drunk and loony. Bitch, you can't do me. You end up like BBD, you hoochie groupie. I have no love for hoes. It's something that I learned in the pound. So how the fuck am I supposed to pay this hoe to the latest hoe? I know the pussy smile, so I'ma fuck a couple more times and then I'm through with it. There's nothing else to do with it. Pass it to the homie, snag, you hit it. But she ain't nothing but a bitch to me. And yeah, I know the bitches ain't shit to me. I give some. Why don't you pay attention? I'll approach you with a different proposition. I'm corrupt. Oh, you'll never be my only one. Trick ass bitch. It ain't no fun. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. That was my era of music right there. I grew up on those guys. Dog Pound.
Also did. They were awesome.
I grew up on those guys. I grew up on Sir Mix-a-Lot. I grew up on Spice One. I grew up
I
on those
grew up
guys.
on some Sir Mix-a-Lot too.
Yeah.
Underrated song. Everybody knows something about Baby Got Back, but if you wanna have a good evening, look up the song, put them on the glass. Just the video. Song is all right, but the video, that's what you want to see. And
Ladies
this
and
was
gentlemen,
pre-uncut era.
yes, I grew up on that music. There was a lot of East Coast music that was out at the time, but for some reason, my ears caught a hold of what was going on the West Coast. I was familiar with self-destruction, like I've said many times before. Self-destruction, you're headed for self-destruction. If you ever pay attention to that video, you see Wyclef sitting there playing was it the cello or whatever that the boom, boom,
Oh,
he was,
damn.
yeah, he was jamming out on that joint
I might
on
have to
the big
go
thing.
watch
I
that.
forgot what it's called. Boom. He was jamming out on
No,
that joint.
cello. No, you're right. No, it's
Yeah,
in.
so he was doing that, but it's
Or
a
the
percussion
bass.
instrument.
The big bass.
That's a percussion instrument. So he was doing that, but I was mostly influenced by that type of music, and I think mostly because of what they had going was more similar to what I was currently around and experiencing in Chicago. There was a correlation between what their music and what they were talking about and what I was actually seeing. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, as always, a big the 5 percenters were key, as well as I further moved up along, because Wu-Tang became a bigger piece of my life. But
I interrupted you when you were doing the intros, and you should continue and finish that before we get fully into
finish what? What you talking about?
the intros. You was about to introduce yourself, introduce
No,
me,
I
introduce
wasn't.
our
No, I
audience.
wasn't. Like that. No, we in it. We in
We
it.
in it.
We in it.
Well, I'm gonna introduce myself. Yeah, I'm gonna. I'm Creed of Exit Studio
Camera
Productions,
one.
Mars.com.
Say it again.
I am Creed of Exodus Studios and Architects of Mars.com, respectively. I'm here with my brethren,
Yes, sir.
Matthew.
Yes, sir. Y'all know me as O. Keep it that way.
Big
You
O.
know? Big O.
Big O.
Brother O. Yeah. Life is good, ladies and gentlemen. Today I had a pretty productive and eventful day. Got a lot done. Got the things done on my schedule. I didn't write them down, but I had them in my phone and on my mind. So the things that I need to get done got done. Back home recording. We doing this podcast with my brother. And what you heard earlier, sorry that we offended anybody, but those were lyrics to a early 90s song from Snoop Dogg. The album is called Doggy Style, and the song is titled "It Ain't No Fun If the Homies Can't Have None." We are now back at the Jagoff Hour. This is DJ Easy Dick. What's going on, my brother?
If you know, you know. Everything is cool, man. Just living life, watching WWE performances and, you know, in real time, in real life happen, but you know, other than
Oh
that, it's been
yeah, brother. A
good.
cup of coffee. Oh yeah. A cup of coffee. Can you dig it, my brother?
Wow, free out,
Can
free
you
out.
imagine one day taking the stage? Oh yeah. Getting ready to talk to the people and rally them to get them on your side. Oh yeah. You got a cup of coffee in your hand. Oh yeah. And then just like that, a shooter just magically appears. Oh yeah. An assassination attempt takes place, brother. Let's talk about it. Real or fake, what you think?
So I personally feel that it looks a little staged, and honestly, if Trump's reaction to that happening had have been a little bit more realistic for his age and his demographic of never ever being exposed to none of that stuff ever in his life for real. If he had been acting like that, I probably would have been a little bit more like, oh shit, this really happened. Still gonna have the same effect, but I would have not had a eye roll reaction to it that I had, because I was like, so you 78, but you got the thickest blood ever existing.
And had a barbecue sauce package.
That's what it looked like, because the shit on the side of his face, it didn't even drip.
It ain't drip.
Blood moves. Like, it's not gonna just, and it was too new. It wasn't like you just sitting there on the ground for 10 minutes and it crusted up and dried. No. This just happened. Like, stop it. And he fixed his hair before he put his fist up.
I know if I were president and there was an attempt on my life, I'd be like, get me the fuck out of here now. Get me out of here now. I would not be pumping my fist at the crowd going, fight, fight,
Trying to get a damn
fight.
photo op
No.
because it's fake.
But
And
here's the
I.
other thing. Like I think I said this pre-broadcast before we started. In situations like that, man, guys like him, when they're built off pride and ego, they'll do anything to make themselves look better. They'll do anything to pump themselves up. Anybody fall on the stage, anything like that, they'll take any type of opportunity to make themselves look good because everything has to be about them.
Well, I just feel like if that actually, like, I can't imagine how much it would hurt to get shot anywhere for you to even think about fixing your hair and doing fist pumps.
True.
Like, you're too old. You're not that brolic. You're not that guy. You're not 50 Cent. Like, all these people, many men then went up on the damn iTunes top 10 again because a whole bunch of coons and Trump supporters are playing this song in honor of him. This motherfucker did not get shot at. There was a recording and some person that they shot that then they had to make up a story about. I just don't believe none of the shit, and people could come for me if they want to. It just
Carl, do you
looks
believe they're trying to rally the troops in support of what this of this guy Donald
of course. I mean, that's the whole point of this. I
Trundle Donald?
mean, me and you have read enough books about the whole structure of propaganda and
Yes.
government and all of these different things. We already see the patterns,
Yes,
and
we
I
also
live
went
in
to school.
Hollywood.
Yes, and we also went to school, and in certain parts of our schooling, there are things that they tell us about shit like this that can happen, will happen, and is going to happen based on what how they're going to present everything. I'm not going for the bullshit. I'm too far removed. Not to say nothing bad about nobody, but I know too fucking much to know that that's some bullshit.
I mean, the real problem is, as a person, once you start having a certain amount of awareness, all this shit look dumb to you. Like,
Especially us. Especially us. That's
Right.
why I, and it's hard for me to even
Absolutely.
talk to people, but go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, there's only a few people that I was actually surprised, not surprised because she already shows that she pretty much conscious, but one of my coworkers, that was one of the few people I felt comfortable to talk about with, about everything that happened because, the average person is so gullible. They'll look at, oh, it was on TV. So was the moon landing.
They put a lot of stuff on TV that don't
A
make it
lot of
real.
stuff. It's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff.
They put a lot of stuff on TV that don't make it real. They put on TV that we're monkeys every day. Yeah, I watch monkey television every day. They make us look bad on TV every day. They make us look like rapists, killers, and murderers every day. That ain't us. I ain't no rapist. I ain't no murderer. I ain't no pedophile. I ain't no killer.
And this is the thing too, like American people don't understand that that's how everybody is broadcast to the world. They try to act like, oh, it's the black people on these ghetto shows. No, every American show, you think they're not seeing these crime documentaries of white people doing the fucking most, trying to murder each other's family members and
Yeah.
shit? They seeing that too.
They saying that shit. They saying
Just
that.
like the Housewives of Atlanta, they seeing that and
Yeah.
you fucking up. So they don't
Yeah.
have no good opinion to
Yeah.
nobody over here.
Yeah, because the internet is so vast that it's the library for certain people, man. They can go on, they can see just as much stupid shit that they say that we're doing, quote unquote. They can see just as much shit that y'all over there doing too. So we ain't going for the bullshit. We're not gonna fall for it, and we hope everybody else don't fall for it, especially these young men and women. We hope more people are galvanized, so the parents are educating their kids, or the kids are starting to see it for themselves. Hey man, this is a bunch of bullshit, man. We got to do better than that. But I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. And I'm only saying that to say, from past experiences, from seeing people get shot, people get hurt multiple times. That don't look like one of
That's
those
what
times.
I'm fucking saying. And I
That don't look
think
like one of those times.
the
In my
only
lifetime, let
black
me say this as well. Let me say this as well before you go. Hold your thought. In my lifetime, I've seen President Reagan get shot, and I've seen a Pope get
At
shot.
Reagan got shot at. He
He
didn't
got
get
shot
at.
at, but I've seen the Pope got shot at,
Shot
which
at
Pope was
too.
shot twice or something like that. He was shot on two separate occasions. So I've seen that. And I've seen people panic, and I've seen what those situations look like.
Don't
I've
and
seen
as
people get
much
shot in
as
real life.
I am not a Reagan fan, but when I look at the tape of that happening, that looked like it happened. And this is a Republican and I don't never supported all that stuff. That did not look fake. That looked, and then his reaction to the shit was how a person his age who ain't never been exposed to no violence before would act. Everything checked out. And that's what I'm saying. If Trump even had have acted like a fucking normal person that has never been exposed to that before, getting shot at and actually getting some type of injury, I know what they actually said happened was a piece of glass from a teleprompter shattered and hit his ear. Where was the teleprompter at? All on the other side. How does that happen? None of that makes sense. None of it makes fucking sense. And he, again, you can say what you want about Biden or whatever, because I'm not the biggest fan of him either. But
Neither of
them
us are a
niggas
fan.
is 3 years apart in age. It is no way that you're gonna actually have an attempt on your life that is a legitimate one and you get hit by something, not just pop, pop, pop. It, you know what? It would have been more realistic if it had just been shots. They grabbed him. He didn't get hit. And then he did the fist thing. Then that would have even made more sense. You didn't get shot and you're an asshole. You would do that. But the fact that you acting like you got touched and still was able, no. You ain't that hard body. You ain't that hard body,
even
dog.
if y'all would have just had him get hit in the shoulder, like that would have been more believable.
Whatever the case.
The nigga probably would have died
That
from a
number
shoulder
one,
shot.
that would have
It
been better in
would have
terms
been
of
better.
trying to fake it,
But he might have died
but
from that too, because these niggas are 78 to 82 years old. Man, look, listen here. When you hear 4 score and 7 years ago, that's these niggas, man. This is what the presidency has been reduced to. Old ass motherfuckers in office, bro. This shit is
they
crazy.
wasn't never. This is the oldest ever that we're dealing with,
And
too.
let's also remember that even the Reagan situation could have been staged because he was an actor at one point in time. So
True. But the only reason why I said that wasn't is that niggas really did not like that motherfucker at
nah, we
all.
wasn't fucking with Reagan. And when people, to those who are listening, when we say we wasn't fucking with Reagan, Reaganomics, this is the guy who was behind the Iran-Contra shit. This was the guy who
That
approved.
actually flooded drugs
He
into the fucking
approved.
hood on, and he lied up into his deathbed that he didn't, and you know he fucking knew what was going on.
Yeah, he knew what was going on the entire time. This guy was part behind the Iran-Contra so-called war. This man flooded our neighborhoods with dope, with cocaine. That man did it. And there was another guy before him that did it 10, 20 years before that. So he was behind that, the whole crack epidemic. So many people being strung out. And now what we're seeing is the residual effects of that. So from so many people being strung out on crack
Well, they
and
just
heroin.
broke homes. They
Yeah, it
broke
not only did just
homes.
break homes up, but now you got these kids who were born into this world in the 90s. Some of these kids who were born into the
Addicted to
world, yeah.
drugs.
And now they're out here and you're seeing the effects of that as well. So when we say we don't fuck with Reagan, that's the reason why we don't say we don't fuck with Reagan. And I'm only saying that because we have to be more descriptive in why we're saying, yo, I
Right,
don't
because
fuck with dude.
especially, our younger listeners that didn't live through that era, you gotta really tell people like, yo,
Absolutely.
that was not the time people was on our head for real. That
Yeah.
war on drugs shit took a lot of dads away and a lot of people away for a enormous amount of time that wasn't even warranted for real. Because at
Absolutely.
the end of the day, regardless, you are an adult and you decide that you want to do this, that, and the third, you can't put the person who allowed another decision away for 20 years because two adults decided to hurt themselves,
Repeat that again because
essentially.
you went out. Repeat that again because you went out. You say
Oh, I was
you
just
can't
saying
allow.
that essentially you can't put somebody away for 20 years because two adults has decided that they want to hurt themselves of their own free will. Not to say that that's good, but you don't have control of other people's lives
And for
over what
anybody
they
who
want
is
to do.
listening, during that period in time, they specifically made the drug laws against black people. If we catch you with an 8 ball, they were catching white folks with 8 balls and they were getting slaps on the wrist. If we got caught with an 8 ball, we were getting 5 to 10 years.
Intent.
If they caught us with a couple pebbles of crack,
Oh, shit.
that was 25 years. You understand? So this was Reagan and Biden and even Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders even admitted, he said, yo, it was at the time it was a good idea, but I realized now how many people and homes that we broke up and we fucked over. You know what I mean? And they were behind that. Hillary Clinton at the time, she was behind calling us super predators. She said that all black men were just aggressive rapists and pedophiles. And in a black community, that's not even how we move. Usually, if you find out that a black man is a rapist or a pedophile, he gets dealt with.
The damn community trying to fuck them
Yeah.
up, let alone,
They smash your fucking ears together. So you had all these people speaking for us and saying these things about us, and they weren't even true. And they were really just trying to tear apart our neighborhoods and make the world and make the United States of America, the nation, resent us and think that we were nothing but thieves and rapists and pedophiles. So we were dealing with all this. We're still dealing with all of it. We're still dealing with all this bullshit. But these guys were openly doing that. And then in our own neighborhoods, you had guys like Jeff Fort and Larry Hoover who were trying to do like rallying programs and the real gangsters go to the polls and vote and things like that. They were trying to stand up and create a some type of balance in the
Yeah,
neighborhood.
that's
And
how
even
Harold Washington got in there.
Punch Nine, if you all haven't
Movie.
seen it, if it's not out yet, there was a movie preview for it. I'm not sure if the movie is out on Netflix or Amazon or anything, but it's a story on Harold Washington. People,
Oh,
especially those from
okay.
Chicago, Punch
Oh, I'm
Nine.
definitely gonna watch that
Punch
because
Nine, if you can find it, it's called Punch Nine.
I
Fuck
remember
with
when
that.
I was a little kid, man, Harold Washington was damn near Jesus.
Yeah, he was. He was. And the best part about Harold Washington, he was willing to work with everybody from around the city, from every community, because he wanted to clean his bitch up. And there were people who did, really didn't like that he was galvanizing each and every one of the communities together.
That's the thing about Chicago. If somebody's in Chicago and getting all the groups together, they'd be like, "Ooh, we gotta kill them."
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Same way Fred
Couldn't get
Hampton
out with
did
Fred. Couldn't even get it out of my mouth. Fred Hampton.
it.
Like literally,
My nigga, we read these books, man.
right?
We go researching for this information, bro.
But yeah, he literally soon as, and honestly, you could even link it to Martin Luther King. As soon as activists that are black start going outside of just the quote unquote black issues and try to galvanize the people that's in the same economic situation and not racially, somebody got to die. If you give them,
Yeah, they
niggas
don't want you
bleed just
upset.
like us.
Man, that's what
Like, what
Big
are you
said.
talking about?
So I be in a dope spot spinning big heads. That was what Styles P said. So I had to change it up. But yeah, man, anytime you upset the balance of power, they do not like it, and they make sure that they put a hit squad on you.
Facts.
And that's
Facts
not
on
just black
facts.
people. That's not just black people because
Oh, yeah.
JFK was
Oh, they
killed
don't give a
too.
fuck. That's
No, yeah.
why when I
Yeah.
heard, when I saw the little gunshots with the Trump thing, I was like, well, he's terrible, so he's definitely not gonna get a shot.
If let me say that, and this is not no disrespect to nobody's life, because I don't want no one to ever be murdered senseless, was it senselessly. I don't ever want that to happen. But if Trump would have died, I don't think too many people would have gave a fuck.
Well, his supporters, but that's it.
That's it. I don't think there would have been like a I think there would have been a nationwide mourning, but I don't think there would have been a situation where people are like, damn. Like when Kennedy died, you know, I talked to people from that era. Even the
Yeah,
people
people were
that didn't,
sad.
yeah, and people that even the people that didn't want to vote for him, they was like, yo, that was a fucked up thing they did. People from that era,
Well,
when I talked to them, they was like, yo, that was fucked up what they did to that
yeah,
man.
even people that was like not Democrats, they
Yeah.
wasn't, that wasn't cool. Well, number one, the mother part, it wasn't fake because somebody died. So they knew it
Right.
was real. What happened? Number one. Number two, it's one of those things where it puts things in perspective in a sense of like anybody can get touched. So everybody collectively felt this like nobody's safe feeling, because like one of the most well protected people lost their life, and literally it should be people all, that's how you know it was an inside job. But it's no way that he could have got touched unless somebody dropped the ball either purposely or by accident.
And let me say this from the partial research that I did and the reading and studying, because you know I was on it. All right. Due to him saying that we have to take the power away from those who are rich and in power, we have to keep them out of the media. I
Said
read
it
about
on
that.
TV.
Said it on
He
TV.
said that on TV. I saw the speech when I saw the actual, and it was one of those things where obviously you feel bad, you know about Kennedy and what he was trying to do, and woo, woo. But when I saw that speech, I was like, oh, that's why they
Yeah.
killed you. You said that on TV. Like,
JFK said that we
he
have
said
to be,
Illuminati on TV.
he said we have to be vigilant because these groups and whatever they're called, they're trying to own the media, and we can't allow them to take control of the media because if they have the media, they can control the narrative of what you see, hear, and believe.
And it was like, that shit crazy. That is crazy. Can somebody kill him? Like, what the fuck is with what he said on TV?
Can somebody go talk to his daddy real quick and tell him don't ever say that again? The father said that one of my kids will one day be president. I ain't doing all this bootlegging for nothing. I ain't doing all this bootlegging for nothing. I ain't selling all this liquor illegally all across the United States of America for nothing.
And this is and just to touch on that for a second, if you think about it, the only groups that have been able to have criminal enterprises and then shift into legitimate society and still retain their money has been white ethnicities. Like Italian and stuff like that. They don't let black people do that shit. They seize shit, put you in jail, all that shit. They don't let
Well,
us build generational wealth off of criminal activity.
I hear that. I hear that. There are some who have done it,
Maybe, but
but
it's
they not they're
very
not
few and
that
far
deep.
between.
They're not that deep into the political realm
Right,
where,
right, right,
you
right,
know, where
right.
they can affect change, you know what I mean? Like
Mm-hmm.
they'll let you have a couple
Well, that's
businesses
why they
here
was
and
able
there.
to probably allow to have what they little that they took out of the game and just went quietly because they like, yeah, you keep your money, nigga, but you better be quiet. But the white people, them motherfuckers, like, I'm my son gonna be president, and then he was, and
Yeah.
damn, they had another son that was president, and he got another
Absolutely.
grand great. Great grandchild is in the damn presidential race now, but it don't matter because he like running independent or some shit. So you know how America feels if you're not a Democrat or Republican, you might as well be the ugly girl at the party.
Hey,
It
you
ain't you
remember when there was a
fucking with
you remember there was an independent vote?
you. Yeah, it's always an independent vote, but the last person who actually threatened was Ross Perot, who
It was
was
a
a
billionaire.
goofball, but he also proved that if you got it's really about money. That's the only reason why he was even in the conversation as long as he was. He spent a whole bunch of his own money on it.
He did, but at the same time, when Ross Perot started gaining some headway, they said, "Nigga, if you don't figure out how to get sick very soon, we will make you sick to
Oh
death."
yeah, no, they definitely threatened his ass because he was probably out of all the independents who's ever run the most threatening as far as like actually winning.
Because he
So,
started gaining traction. people started understanding what he was talking about, his platform, and he couldn't be moved because he wasn't worried about anything that anybody was saying. I
right,
got the
because he had
money.
his own money.
I got my
And
own
that's
money.
what they don't like. They don't like somebody that they can't manipulate. If they can't manipulate you by saying, like, oh, well, I have this and you want it, but he didn't have nothing they want. He
Yes,
made
sir.
all his shit on his own. So.
All of his money. For those who are listening, look up Ross Perot. Ross Perot just disappeared quietly.
I'm
Quietly.
sure he dead now because I'm
I don't know how old he was.
old man.
I don't know if he's dead, but Ross Perot
I'm pretty
disappeared. And when
sure
I
he
say
did.
disappeared, I ain't saying like he got killed, but they made sure that nigga got sick and he dropped his
Well, he
campaign.
just dropped out. I don't think he even said he was sick. I think he just
No, what he
dropped
said, I
out.
think I remember what he said. He said, due to certain events of my family and something that was going on, I am going to drop my campaign. That's what he did.
Let's see.
Here we
What
are
else?
giving history on top of the podcast. God damn it, man. Look at that. I hope y'all learned something. I ain't learned.
Okay, Henry.
You looking it up right now?
Ross Perot. Yeah, I just want to see when he passed. Oh damn, he didn't die that long ago. It was 2019.
I wish it would
Yeah,
have been another. How
I guess he
long
wasn't
they
that
mourn my
old. Oh damn, he did
brother?
it, and he tried to run again in 96 too.
Yeah, he did. I remember that. I'm not sure what happened with that campaign, but I do remember him trying to run again.
But
Ladies and
yeah,
gentlemen,
I don't
Ross
know if he
Perot.
would have. Yeah, I don't know if that would have been good for the country per se, but at the same time, somebody who wasn't in bed with everybody that's trying to have ulterior motives on the American people would have been nice. But again, just going back to the Bernie Sanders thing, who is another person who seemed like he wasn't going to play ball. Ross Perot probably, out of arrogance, would have probably not wanted to play ball. He's like, I don't have to do what you say. I didn't even take none of your money. What are you trying to tell me? Man, that dude's brains would have been on the National fucking Mall. Like, they don't, it's just, they're not gonna let somebody who's gonna really muck up what
Can
they
you
trying to do.
imagine a guy like Ross Perot,
Actually being president.
someone bringing to him the idea of reparations, and him going, you know what? That ain't a bad idea.
Oh yeah, they would have killed him
That
as
ain't a
soon as he
bad
walked
idea. I tell
outside
you
the
what,
next day.
let's set up a fund for $700 billion and let's endow it. Let's put it in a savings fund or something that's gonna gain some interest yearly.
Because he was a businessman. That's how he would have been thinking the shit out. If that would have been something, I don't give him that much credit because he still was like a white dude from like
He
Texas or
is from
something.
Texas, but I'm
So,
just saying, what if someone would have brought the idea to him correctly? Someone, what's the brother name who made the book Black Labor, White Wealth? I can't remember his name right now. He made a couple, he also made the book Powernomics for Black People. But imagine if he was able to sit down and talk to Ross Perot and get Ross Perot's ear and get Ross Perot thinking about the things that actually could help change the Black community at that time.
I don't give him, I give him the ability to be a viable third option in terms of challenging. I just don't think that he necessarily would have had the best interests of us as Black people at heart at
Fuck no,
all.
because
I
don't
just
nobody got
don't
our best
believe
interests at heart. Don't nobody give a
it.
fuck
Right.
about us.
Because
We are here to
Obama
be
didn't
slaves.
even do nothing really for us, you know. So if
What
an
did Obama do?
actual Black person, this health care that damn near got negated since he even got out of office, so it don't even matter. So that was his legacy that they didn't ruin pretty much immediately after he got out because they couldn't wait to repeal that shit or weaken it or whatever. Because I
And
don't
there
even
was,
think Obamacare exists. If it do, it's in a much weakened state
it
than what
is
it
because
was when it first.
Trump tried to tear it apart. He tried to tear it apart or did tear it apart. So many people that I had talked to when I asked them, did you vote for Obama? They said, yeah. And I asked them why. They said, because he was Black. I said, okay. Do you realize what you could? The harm you could do to yourself and others just by voting for someone because they're Black. And they was like, no, he wouldn't do that. I was like, he wouldn't do what? If he's in there, there's an agenda. You don't think that, and I'm not trying to say nothing bad about him, but you don't think that there was a group of people that sat back and told him, look, this is what you're gonna do when you get in there.
That's what he did. He did. He was able to give America a cooler image globally.
Yeah,
But
and the
he was
biggest.
doing the exact same shit. Like, guys, if Obama was the president with this whole shit that's happening in Israel, guess what he would be doing? Supporting Israel and figuring out a way to spin it And then the sad part is because Obama said it, a lot of coon, not even coon, a lot of just black people would get behind it, not knowing that they over there doing the same shit that they done did to us as black people for fucking hundreds of years, stealing our shit right from under us.
I think he probably would have
And then,
ordered more drone strikes, but go ahead, keep going.
he would have been supporting because that's what the people who really run America would have told him to fucking do. And that's what he would have done. Same as Trump, Trumpers, he would be supporting it. And you think when if he does become president, that this shit is gonna be over with us funding them? No, it is above his pay grade. He don't even have control over that.
Puppet master causing you to
All
do
this
what
shit
you
is
do.
that
Yep. All right. So let's.
Puppet Master by Metallica.
Was it Puppet Master? I like the one that one I was just thinking about was Cypress Hill. Puppet master causing you to do what you do. Yeah, let's switch topics, Creed. Come on. Come on.
Yes.
We gotta switch
What you
topics.
want to talk about? What you want to talk about?
What you been? Have you been paying attention to this Olympics, man?
It ain't started yet. It's
Uh,
just the
basketball,
pre stuff.
basketball, the basketball, the basketball. You know what I'm talking
I have been
about.
paying attention a little bit. They had a close one the other day with Australia, which is kind of like, they put all these fools on the team and y'all losing by barely winning by five.
It
They
was about
have
five. I thought they blew their ass out at the end.
no, they did not. That was
Okay.
90 something to 90 something. No, that shit
Okay.
was very close.
All right.
And you know, not to be disrespectful to the people on Team Australia, but y'all have, I think, four NBA players at best, maybe five out of the whole team. And obviously, Team USA is not only NBA players, they are the absolute best that they could send besides Derrick White. Yeah, which I'm still kind of confused why they chose Derrick White to replace Kawhi Leonard and not Jaylen Brown or probably 10 other niggas that could have been better than Derrick White. They could have got Kyrie, but you know they don't want Kyrie around
You ain't
nothing.
doing. They're not gonna
You
use
know,
Kyrie.
nah, he killed
Kyrie
himself
took.
with
Yeah,
anything
Kyrie killed. I
outside
mean,
of
like I
the
said, killed.
NBA when he actually took a stance
Yeah, once he
on
took that
it, you know.
stance, it was over for Kyrie. And Jaylen
And
Brown
that's
was
why they
also
don't like
removed
Jaylen
too.
Brown because he's smart. And they'll ask him a
Yeah.
question and he'll say some smart shit that's not, you
Not only
know.
that, but he also took a stand to stand with Kyrie Irving. So they had an issue with that as well. So you're not gonna see Jaylen Brown involved. You're not gonna see Kyrie Irving involved. And I'm just
No,
quite
they
sure
like they.
because of I'm sure because of the sponsorships with Nike and everything else, or whoever it was, they was like, no, y'all can pick somebody, but y'all can't pick them.
And it's especially because neither one of them are signed to a shoe company that is either because Jalen isn't, and then obviously Kyrie is with the Chinese brand, which and to fuck with y'all, I got a couple pair of the Kyries. Awesome. But
How they fit? How they fit though?
really good. I actually really like those shoes. They look to me compared to his Nikes. I've always liked him, but I would be like, man, let me mess with the shoes. And his shoes are coming out. I'm like, these are horrible. As far as a, you know me, I'm a stylist first. I don't really hoop. So I want the shoes to look good with clothes. All his Nike shit look terrible with clothes. These Anta joints, I'll be wearing them and getting compliments on them, wearing with shorts, wearing pants, whatever. They actually got a cool style. They low tops. So that makes it a little bit more stylish because high tops, depending on what it looked like, is kind of hard to support. Even certain Jordans that I love that are high tops are hard to support.
Okay.
When it comes to like putting looks together. So I fuck with it. I like that he went with a different, a totally different company, and I think he's the creative director as well.
For his
So,
shoe or for the company?
no, for the company,
Oh, wow. I didn't know
period.
that.
So I
Wow.
think that's why he did that deal, because obviously that's a whole nother layer level.
Yeah, but the USA men's basketball team look decent though.
Oh, they're gonna be good. They're
Yeah.
gonna be really good. I think this, like, that might be one of the few times that somebody's gonna really test them, because they got a whip, man. Like, we got
And
Giannis.
I honestly thought that Joel Embiid would just chill out. I didn't expect him to go into the Olympics ready to play. I thought he would just take some time off, to
I
get
was just
healthy.
finding it funny that he playing for the Team USA and not Cameroon. But I guess if he's like, look, if I'm gonna play, I need to win a gold medal, because we ain't winning shit over there. Because I'm
Not
gonna be
just
the only
that, but
motherfucker on that team.
if I'm going to play, I don't want to be the main guy. I need to just keep myself in playing shape and stay in playing shape. You know what I mean? Because I like to eat and shit like that. But
Oh yeah, well, he would have got injured playing with fucking Cameroon, because he would have been the main
he had to be
person.
that guy.
They would have put all the pressure on him. And yeah, so
Yeah, so
games I'm
him.
looking forward to: USA versus Greece with Giannis. That's gonna be interesting. And Greece
They
is
say
always.
Tanasis over there getting off.
Is he even on the team?
Is.
Oh, he's on their Olympic team. It was like, well, you're black and tall, so you can come.
No. Don't do that. Don't do that. Giannis said, I'm playing, he playing.
Okay, that's
Don't say it
better.
that way.
Sorry.
Say it the right way.
Say
You're
it the
black,
right
you're
way.
tall.
Okay.
No, there ain't no black and
No,
tall.
no, 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 no.
Giannis went on to say, hey, if I'm playing, my brother playing. Y'all don't want me, I don't want him. Figure it out.
It's gonna be fun. All right, so there, that he's there, and he's gonna put up triple doubles all Olympics.
You
That's
know it.
great.
You know he about to have about five or six of them. He gonna be killing. Just wait till you see him. He gonna
Yeah.
get he
So,
gonna he gonna finally get his
actually,
groove.
can he even play? Because I thought he got hurt, or was that a few years ago that he got hurt? Is he okay now?
As far as I know, Thanasis is not a good basketball player. As far as I know, from what I've been told.
Well, I heard he was hurt. I don't know, man. Whatever. More power, Sam. Bless Giannis. He's like, look,
Man.
y'all gonna come along the ride with me. Shit.
Man. Giannis is a bad dude though, man.
Yeah,
Giannis Antetokounmpo. Boy,
I
you's a
can't wait to
motherfucker.
see
You a
him go
dog.
to another team that's not the Bucks, because then I could like him fully. I hate the
I don't think
Bucks
he's
so
leaving. I
much.
don't think he's gonna leave. The situation has to be that broken up for Giannis to leave. Giannis
They're
seems like a guy
never
that's
winning again. They're
and
not
that's fine.
winning again.
And that's fine, but for a guy like him who's been treated well,
Man.
he's been shown loyalty. They've looked out for him. I don't see him leaving. It has to be a situation where he goes, you know what? This situation doesn't work for me or my family anymore. And then he'll leave. But for right now, I don't see him jumping ship like that.
I hope that his wife is being bougie and trying to get him to leave that stupid ass city of Milwaukee. They don't even deserve to have no Giannis. That sorry ass racist city got one of the dopest black players, and he don't even realize how shitty that place is, as he's not from there and he's in a bubble because he's an NBA player the whole time he didn't live there. So he think that they treat people right, but they're trash. Hate stupid Milwaukee, and it smell like yeast.
This dude here, man.
They got like the
Let that
sorriest skyline in the whole fucking country. It's just sorry.
man. Nobody's skyline is better than Chicago. Let's just say
Right.
that. Let's just
I
get that
live
out
in
the way.
LA and they ain't even touching LA and they shit ain't even that damn good. So Milwaukee is fucking just
Boo
poop.
boo crumbs.
Poop.
Boo boo
And I
crumbs.
know I'm alienating people right now, but I'm sorry that you was born and have connection to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm sorry for
He's
you.
enjoying himself over there, so there's nothing we can do. You know what I mean? Like you said, he doesn't understand the racism and everything that.
He's not even there. He travels the whole damn year playing basketball, and then in the summer they go somewhere else good. Cause I
They
know
go to
his
Greece.
wife Bjorn probably have them go somewhere if that's not there somewhere. So he ain't even experiencing it.
I wonder
Hope
where
she in this
do you
era.
know where his wife is from?
She's American. She's just like a light-skinned girl. Light-skinned black. I was like, come on, Giannis. Come on.
I wonder where she's from.
She's an athlete too. She plays sports too, but she don't look all, you know. Just gonna say that. But yeah, she's cute. She's very cute. And I think they got two kids and they look
Yeah.
all adorbs and more power to them. But
Man, that man
dude,
is he good, man. I'm telling you, a guy like him to come from the
leave that
situation he
weak
come
ass
from,
city.
bro,
Damn.
it's gonna take something major for him to leave there, bro. I'm telling you.
Can this is what needs to
Listen to
happen?
the way that he talks when he
I
speaks about where
know,
he is.
I know, I know he
When
loves it there. I'm
yeah.
just wishing. This is what I need to happen, though. I need Jerry Reinsdorf to sell the Bulls to a real basketball fan because he sucks and he's gonna keep them being shitty forever. And the Sox. Can he sell both them teams to people who love the respect of sports so they can be good? That's number one. Because the only reason the Cubs won a World Series in 2016 is because they sold the team to people who actually like baseball and not just some people that was holding the team and making them be ass for fucking 100 years. So that's number one. Number two, Giannis need to go to the Bulls. He need to go to the real city. In the Midwest. If you're gonna stay in the Midwest, you need to go to the Bulls. If you're not gonna go to the Bulls, go to a real city that's not Milwaukee. Because I'm tired of them having any marquee players. You are a cheese town and you're shit. You do not deserve nobody that good.
He
Dame went there. Dame looked depressed since he been in fucking
is.
Milwaukee.
He is.
He
And he's going
hates it.
through and he's going through a divorce.
I think he more depressed over being in Milwaukee than the fucking. He's like, everything smell like yeast and cheese. I hate it here. It's stupid.
I think for Dame, I think he wanted to go to Miami. I think that's what it was.
Yes.
I think that he wanted to go to Miami,
Yes.
but what came through the pipeline was that. And I think he's had a hard time. Well, not a hard time. I think he's had some trouble with adjusting to playing in Milwaukee and not being in a big city market and not being the main guy. But I think that he can bounce back. I think this year be a lot better, man. That's what I'm
As a
thinking.
basketball fan purely, I would love to see him thrive.
Yes,
But as a
because it's
but
Milwaukee, fuck him.
fuck him. Cause you went to that dumbass of all the team. I would have rooted for him on damn near any team in the NBA. It's about two or three teams that I'm just about to say eat a dick, and that's one of them. The other one is the Clippers. I really hate them motherfuckers, and you know it. The whole time you know me,
Lake Show.
I purely hate. Like, why do you exist? Can you just go to Seattle, call yourself the Supersonics, and act like you never happened? That will be the dopest thing ever. Because I fucking hate you. Like, just a worthless team. Like, so they've had so many good players in the past 15, 16 years. And ain't did a motherfucking thing. Cause you're cursed. You ain't shit.
Yeah,
So stupid ass Clippers. You ain't never gonna win. They done spent all that money in that dope ass stadium.
And
And
just
ain't
like
about to
that,
win a lick.
and then Paul George just bounced out like, all right, I'm out.
Because, and then shit, Kawhi Leonard is gonna play 22 games next season. That is what he's gonna fucking do. Okay. And then you got James Harden, who's old and really can't carry a team.
I don't think it's that James Harden is old. I think what happened with James Harden is, and James Harden, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But from what I understand and what they say, you don't really get in the gym and you don't really work out. What you do is you get in NBA shape, conditioning shape
Right, but he don't be
to
really
play
on it
games.
like that.
Yeah, they say he don't really get in the gym and work out and sculpt his body and try to keep himself together so he
Clearly, he
can
got a
prevent
damn
injury.
beer belly from clubbing.
Hey, you know, whatever works for him, works for him.
I mean, he'll step back and hit that three on your ass, but
He will.
he cool. You just need him and two other niggas. You can't put it all on him. And now it's just going to be him because Kawhi Leonard is going to play 20 games. You see, every time I say there's less games because he's going to play 18 games. That's what he's going to do. Weak
Man.
ass. And this is the thing, Kawhi Leonard is awesome. But if it
He is.
wasn't
The
for
thing that bothered.
low management and all that other shit, this nigga would have retired 3 years ago. You can't play. You have no cartilage in your knee.
Yeah, that's what
That's
I
the
think it
fucking
is.
problem.
That's what I
Your
think it
knee
is.
is gone.
But I'll say
when
this
they
though.
announced
I'll
that
say
he
this.
left, go ahead.
I'll say this. Kobe had a procedure done where they put the gel inside of his knee because it was just bone on bone. So, and
No.
Kobe
Kobe
said it's.
went and got a procedure that they put like blood that was conditioned to actually heal that area. It wasn't just a gel. He was doing all type of extra shit.
Yeah, but I know
I
when he went
don't
to
think,
Germany, they
right,
put
that's
that
what he did that.
to keep it from
Right.
the bones from rubbing.
Right,
It was a
right, right,
gel
right.
to act like the
Like
joint or
act like
whatever.
cartilage, right. I don't think that. I think that whatever Kawhi Leonard could do, he has done. I just don't think that he could be helped. I think he has like generative knee issues,
Degenerative.
and I think he just not, it's just never gonna be like 2014, 2015 when he was like really balling. It's just never gonna be that. And he give you glimmers of it because he's a great player, but it sucks. Your body, he ba so this is what's happening, right? He is Brandon Roy, who don't have to play all the games because Brandon Roy, they was trying to make him play games like a normal basketball player, and that's why he couldn't do shit with his fucked up knees. But with him, they baby him. And it's either, you know, as much as it sucks to say, a part of the NBA journey to be one of the top people, gotta stay healthy.
Yeah. For
And
those who are listening, if you don't know who Brandon Roy is, look him up on YouTube.
Yeah, you got some highlights too. That
He got,
motherfucker
oh
was
yeah.
nice.
And Kobe even gave him the thumbs up. He
I
said,
was sad when he got to where he couldn't play because that nigga
yeah.
was balling. Like Portland, we would be having a whole different conversation
Yeah.
about that team if he had been able to play at the level that
I
he
remember
was
Kobe
able to play.
saying, I remember Kobe saying he's a three level threat. He can get to the cup. He has a mid-range game. He can hit the three.
Yeah.
He said that's what he said. And he said, I like playing against Brandon Roy, but he was one of the guys who were effective at scoring because he could do everything. Salute to Brandon Roy. Sorry that your career ended early like that because of the
Yeah,
lack of
cause
cartilage in the knee and everything, but that
him
was
and
a bad motherfucker.
Aldridge,
That would have been a great combination with him
they
and
was
Lamar,
fucking
LA.
him up. They
Yeah.
was fucking him up.
Him and LaMarcus
You
Aldridge,
know,
man, that would have
the
been dope.
first, I think the first couple seasons they was playing together, man. I used to love watching Portland highlights, you know, but you know,
Because he would get a ball up
biggest
too.
big one if. Big one if y'all, yeah, he had assists, all that shit,
Yep,
man.
and
He
just
was
get a
nice
ball up,
with it.
come down, throw it into the post, let LA work. And then when LA ain't had nothing, kick it back out, and Brandon Roy will create his own shot or get somebody else involved. Yep. He's really just a really dope ass player, man. And they said he was a true 6'5" guy, with his shoes off. So, Brandon Roy was, man. Salute to Brandon Roy, one of the dopest players who really didn't get a chance. And I hate that that happened, man. Because guys like him and Grant Hill, you know, these were guys that would have been phenomenal players in the league
Grant
had they.
Hill is absolutely the biggest one, if biggest, because it was the time where he was right. Like, people was like, is this like Jordan and Pippen
Yeah.
and one nigga? Because that's how he played,
That was he was going he
which
really
was
would have been that
crazy.
guy. He really would have been that guy.
Like, Grant, man, Grant Hill in his first two, three, wait, 4 seasons, I
Four,
say,
yeah, like 4 or 5. Yep.
because 4 or 5 seasons, because then he went to Orlando, and that's when everything started falling apart with the injuries. But when he was with the Pistons, tell nobody should have been Grant Hill. Like, niggas was fucking with him the long way. I love Grant Hill
Yes,
during
sir.
that time. Like, he
Yes,
was
sir.
cold, and he was on a team that, as Chicagoans, we should have pure hated. We couldn't even hate that nigga.
I
He was
couldn't
so
even
cold.
hate the Pistons because every time they matched up with him, I was like, I got to see what he gonna do tonight.
Got to see what they're
I
gonna do.
got to see what
Plus,
he...
we still had Jordan during that time. So it was like, you know, well, yeah, most of the time. Yeah, most of the time he was on the
Mike was
Pistons.
still here.
He had
Yeah,
that
Mike was
Jordan.
still there.
So it was like,
He
yeah,
gave and
we
he gave
got
Scotty that
y'all.
mean crossover and that dunk to the cup. Ugh, mean crossover. A motherfucker 6'8" just go left to right like that. Shift.
Yeah, he was cold. Man, he was nice.
Man. And then he had it was him and Stackhouse on that same team.
Yep. No, the shit that's a big ass one if that make you sad, they gonna put him and McGrady on the same team, and they
My
couldn't
nigga.
play together like it
They
was
couldn't.
supposed to be. I think it was
However,
a few games where they played together where he was decent, and it was like, man, this shit's about to be a fucking problem.
very true, but don't forget that Tim Duncan almost signed the deal to be on part of the team as well. Yes. Yep. That almost happened.
Tim Duncan and McGrady and Grant Hill
That
on the same team.
almost happened. That almost happened. Yes, sir.
That
Yes,
shit would
sir.
have been crazy, dude.
Nuts.
They would have won about, and Doc Rivers was the coach too. They definitely would have won at least two
They
of
would have got
them.
one or
If
two
it,
out of it. They would have got one or two
I
out of
would
it.
say more if it wasn't Doc Rivers as the coach.
Yeah, Doc Rivers.
If it was Pop, they getting 10.
Yeah, easily, easily.
Legit.
But Doc Rivers, you know,
Now
he too.
he be blowing 3-1 leads in the
Yeah,
playoffs. We can't
that's
even.
he another one of them guys that let his ego and pride get in the way of shit, you know, because he think he got to be tough and all that shit. Man, just step out the way for certain shit, man. You know, he just one of them guys that I think just, I don't know. I don't know. I think he just rubs players the wrong way, even though he may get them involved. I think he loses those guys after a while.
Hey, you need to run the pick banner.
Yeah. I think Tibbs does it too. I think Tibbs tries to get these
Oh,
guys to
Tibbs
run
be
hard.
running them boys into the damn ground. That shit is pitiful.
Talk about wearing out cartilage. That motherfucker will wear you out too.
Shit, Josh Hart still have flashbacks from this season. He had about 10 games where he played the whole fucking game, all 48 minutes.
Shit, and some of
Then
the
don't
playoff
let the
games was
niggas go to
53.
damn, right. I was gonna say, don't let it go to overtime.
53. He's running them all the way out. And the thing about that is you may say these guys are built for that, but you got to have backup.
You
Yeah,
can't
you
tell me
gotta
that the
have
guy.
backup. You're not building a sustainable situation if you expect, your players to play all the minutes
And on
and
top of that, when did
be
you ever do that?
mad.
When did you ever do that?
Did Tibbs even play basketball past high school?
I'm just saying, but
He looked like he ain't played no kind of sport in forever with that big old gut jiggling around. Although he has lost weight since he been on the pit, the Knicks. I give him that because he was a little chubby on the Bulls.
can't be wearing these guys out like that, man. And I know some of them probably looking around like, yo, I still want to have a future in this league. This dude trying to burn me out before I, you know what I'm saying, get a big contract. Before I even be able to provide for my family. New
I
York
don't
is
care.
expensive, my G.
As fuck. Actually, I was watching this clip earlier of Paul George. That rapper Little Dicky is from Philadelphia,
Okay.
and he basically was one of the people that like pitched it, helped pitch, coming to the Sixers to him. Everybody talking about food and this and that. This motherfucker talking about real estate, and that was the shit that actually kind of tipped him over because he's like, you know how much you could get for $2 million in Philly compared to LA, which is a very fair point. Like I'm sure this nigga that probably moved there and living in the top of a damn penthouse in downtown Philly somewhere that's fly as fuck that costs a fraction of what he would have paid for something like that.
And then probably
Number
drop the
one,
same two million
here.
on
You
some
don't
real
even want to
estate.
live downtown in LA if you're rich. Like the people that live downtown in the nice places here, they ain't famous. They might have a little bread, but famous people don't want to live downtown. But in New York, Chicago, probably Philly, those are cities where the rich people would want to live in a downtown area. So
I wouldn't. Even if I had $1 billion, I still wouldn't live downtown.
in Chicago?
Yeah, I
Shit,
wouldn't.
I
I
would.
wouldn't. I'd
But
probably live in
see,
like the West Loop or the South Loop, but I
you know
wouldn't.
what? Well, I
I wouldn't.
wouldn't. That makes more sense. I get you there. But if whatever I did, I wouldn't be there the year round, no way. Because you know me, I don't like the winter time. So I would
Nah,
only be
and
there in the
we
summer.
already, bro. We already know what time of year we're gonna be here. We're gonna be here for
In the
summertime
summer.
shy. We're gonna be
Yeah.
here for a little bit of the fall, and then we're gonna bounce the fuck up out of here.
Deuces.
When the paper gets there, that's how it's gonna go for us.
Yeah, I
We
don't want to be
won't.
on an island until it's like, oh, I guess Chicago will be nice. I'll pop in there. I have, grown to love LA summers for events that happen here, so I would definitely be here for a chunk of time and I'll be in Houston for a chunk of time with my sister. As far as like fam shit, and then outside of that, I'm just on tour, period.
Yeah, I'm gonna
We
be. I
out
would be
here.
moving around. Yeah, I would
I'll be in
definitely
New
be moving
York a
around.
lot for sure. I know I'll be in New York a ton, but it's nice to be
Why would it
able
be
to
New
like,
York?
just because of what's going on there. I got a lot of connects there. I got a lot of, friends and loved ones there as well. Because it was really all my art people either went to New York or LA. That was pretty much the choices where they stayed in Chicago. Speaking of my school, I just found out that my college got is closed.
Really?
They closed this year. And I feel a way
Lack of
about
funding?
it. Well, it was a private, so yes, they just had lack of enrollment, and I get it because they didn't like paying their teachers right. They didn't have the best teachers, they didn't have the best facilities, so they kind of jagged it. I know that these little student loans that I owe, I'm really gonna be trying to get them for like, can you please take this off my record? The school not even there no more. Like, what are we talking about? Like, I'm just saying.
But in all seriousness, no, it makes me feel a way though, because like one of my favorite comic book artists went to that school. That's why I even went there. So it's
Who was it?
definitely Alex Ross. He
Okay.
is a painter. So he painted the first joint he did was called Marvels, and that was fully painted. And then he did this other book for DC, Kingdom Come, which is
Okay.
one of my favorite.
Is that the Superman joint? Okay.
It's Superman, it's everybody, but Superman was kind of like the anchor character. The logo that they basically about to use in the new Superman movie is from that comic. So it's like instead of that like traditional S, it's this kind of cooler where it's just like it goes like a kind of like diagonal and then the back. The hell?
That was crazy. What did you do?
Did that to my shirt? I don't know. I don't know what
That was crazy.
the hell happened. But yeah, so they put like
That was
a.
dope, though. I don't know why it happened, but you know, that shit
This is
was fire.
all I did. Nothing is happening now. So I don't know what the fuck that was about. That was weird. I was like, we had a little mushroom experience without doing it. The logo that they're using is based off of that comic, and then there was other cool shit that happened in it. But yeah, I would highly recommend trade paperback, probably on Amazon for the low low. Jeff, give us our coins. And yeah.
Yeah, because we do fuck with Amazon, man. What y'all talking about?
Oh, who
We
don't?
fuck
But
with Amazon and we fuck with Dropbox. What
we
y'all
don't
talking
like
about?
giving y'all fake, free advertising. So,
But we
you
fuck with
wanna,
Amazon. We fuck with Amazon and we fuck with Dropbox. What you talking
So, and that, you hear us saying y'all names over and over. So
about?
y'all should be like, hey, we should just give them lifetime benefits or something. That would be dope. Just something. We gonna keep plugging you. We gonna keep plugging. People be trying to talk shit about Jeff. I'll be like, I ordered some headphones and them bitches came the same day when I was, and not even the same day. I was like, damn, I lost my headphones. Order some. Matt, this happened. We was on a damn podcast some months ago or a phone call or something. I literally was like, damn, I lost my headphones today. I ordered some. We on the call together. I was like, damn, I can get a call. Amazon came with my headphones in the middle of the conversation that I ordered them at the beginning of. Jeff, my dog, I don't even
Right.
know what to tell y'all. Like,
Right. Tell him we fuck with
fellow
Jeff.
bald-headed nigga, I just like him. I don't know. I mean, y'all might not. I like the
Right.
dude.
He done
I
got in
mean,
shape, you know what I'm saying? And sculpted his body and everything. But
this dude looked
we
better
fuck
at
with Jeff
60
B.
something than when he was in his 30s. He said, I'm taking control of my life and I am
Hey,
not mad at it.
look what he did though. At 30 years old, he was working his ass off to make Amazon happen. People told him it would never work and it'd never be a success.
And look at the, like
30 years later.
just let's speak to it, and I think this would be a good way to like segue out, but just
Okay.
your headphones probably got it from Amazon. My headphones got it from Amazon. This mic that I'm talking into got it from Amazon. The fucking stand that my camera on got it from Amazon. I'm pretty sure. Matter of fact, my monitor that I'm watching all of this on, I got it from goddamn it, Amazon.
My microphone, an order from Amazon.
Our lives are so much easier behind this creation. I mean,
Yeah.
say what you will. Say
We
what you will, but
fuck with Bezos, man.
I
Salute to him
miss.
for his grind and his and
Yeah.
his work, because people laughed at him, man. And they say he still has the same exact office. People laughed at him and said that it would never work. Amazon would never be anything of significant. And now this man is $200 billion up on y'all.
The regular people can't even buy stocks unless they just want a fraction or just buy a stock because the shit is like $300 to $400 a share, I think.
It's tough
If
getting them
not
now.
more, I think it's more.
It's tough getting
Actually,
them
I think
now.
it's more.
Unless you
Yeah.
do I forgot you buy pieces of the stock.
You go fractional,
Yeah.
but you know, that ain't the same. I'd rather just,
Have one.
get a couple, man. Like,
Yeah.
get what you can get. Like, I could, Apple going crazy right now. I bought some Apple stock some years ago. I couldn't go crazy like I want to and get a bunch. I just bought a few shares. That shit
Sit on.
making money for me. And it
Got to sit
is.
on.
Oh,
Yeah.
I'm going to. I'm actually about to sell all my stocks and then put more into Apple and some other blue chips that's actually yielding a lot. My sister gonna do a lot of more of the nuanced things to it. I know I have a couple that I know that I want to keep, but I'm just gonna let her handle it because,
Did you put
you
any
know,
in the video?
not yet, but I'm going to
Because I had told
because.
y'all like a couple weeks ago, you'll jump in there.
No,
Jump on
that's
that one.
definitely that one. I need some gold stocks because gold going crazy because people don't trust none of these economies as they shouldn't. And speaking of gold, stocks do that, but if you could get physical gold, do that shit as well because that's something I'm definitely about to be looking into. And not just, it's nice to have some jewelry because that's obviously going to retain value if it's real, but I'm talking about getting gold bricks,
Paul,
like
are you ready to
actual.
play $2,600 an ounce for gold?
If I'm gonna invest, yeah,
Are you ready to do that?
it's good to have some
Right.
on hand because you don't know what the fuck is going on out here.
Right, big baller. All right, big
No
baller.
big baller, even if I can't afford it. That's some shit you can't afford not to throw a couple dollars into. Damn near. I'm keeping it real. So shit, I might move some shit around. Just to make that happen.
Yay,
But
yay. I understand. I understand.
yes, sir.
Yeah. We good?
I mean, unless you want got some else to talk about, I'm good.
I mean, this was a good conversation. It works for me.
I'm good. I'm good
When
too.
I met you last night, baby, before you opened up your gap, I had respect for your lady, but now I take it all back.
And
Man.
I
Hey, rest in peace, Nate Dogg, man.
yeah, man. Rest in peace, Nate Dogg.
Rest in
Like
peace, Nate Dogg.
you sometimes you'd be forgetting how many like amazing memory songs that he was a part of for us, like just a lot of them. Like
I
just dope
got
dude.
hoes
I got hoes.
in different area codes.
Area codes.
Area codes. Hoes.
Hoes.
Once upon a time.
Oh.
Once upon a time.
Nate Dizzle. Rest in peace, brethren.
That song did represent
Yes, indeed. No, era, because I definitely was living that life at that time for sure. I'm good now, but back then I was like,
and when that song first came out, all the area codes that they were saying, I was like, oh, I know. Oh.
at least about
Yeah.
five of them for me. I was like, oh.
Quite a few for me. Quite a few. Yep. And that's why, is it like, whatever it is, they love it and they just won't let me be. Man. That
This
song
one right
was
here.
fire.
Well,
That song was crazy.
yes,
And
sir.
that was a good time to be around, you know?
Yes, no.
Good time.
Good time. Good
Good time.
another good link up episode for sure.
Rest in peace, Nate Dogg, man. May your work continue to thrive. May people continue to hear more of your work. You know, hopefully they have some stuff that ain't nobody heard, and they slowly start releasing pieces of it. You know, I remember hearing DJ Quick say, working with Nate Dogg was he was one of those guys that you didn't have to tell him nothing. He heard the song, and he would just go in and work.
I
You know,
heard that
and
before too.
yeah, he said he would just go in and work, and sometimes you just had to build around what he was doing when he went in there. He said Nate Dogg would just do his shit. I think that was either DJ Quick that said that or Daz. It might have been DJ Quick because, I think they did a lot of work.
No,
So
yeah, Daz, Daz did a lot with him too. And Dre. I mean, he worked with every West Coast producer for the most part. Battle Cat, like so many cats that he probably got tracks with that sitting on some shit that we ain't even heard still.
yeah.
Especially Dre, because he's the king of that. He'd be sitting on shit. So.
Drake probably got 4 albums made that ain't nobody ever gonna hear, man.
He got Detox 1 through 3 somewhere just sitting there, bitch.
Because I know the first Detox, they said the Games album was the Detox. That
A
was,
lot of tracks from it went to that. It's
yeah.
but like one of my favorite ones that is how we do. That was supposed to be some shit that was supposed to be on Detox, and that track. Oof,
Yeah.
they damn. I'm not gonna say it because I can't alienate myself out here in LA.
Be careful, sir.
I
Be careful. Be careful now. You out there in LA.
know that's why I didn't
In
say what I was referring
LA.
to. That's all I'm gonna say is that, and I'm gonna end it at
All right, ladies and
that.
gentlemen, this has been another link up with my buddy, my brother, my friend of years and years and years. Creed, C Class, appreciate you jumping on with me, my man.
No problem, man. It's always a pleasure working with my crazy schedule. I know it is late over there in Chi-Town, but
Oh, it
it
is.
is
It's
it's
late. It's late.
late-ish here, but not as late
Yeah.
as it is there. But I
It's
appreciate
late.
you working with me so we could get one in and
Yep. Another one.
another one. And we
Yep.
will get on. I'm gonna have to have you on close business soon, actually, because I'm about to start having guests and after this episode that me and my sister recording this week, I want to have some guests like consecutively. So I'm gonna have to get you in there. I definitely would love for you to obviously you've met Tamara before because you the bro, so you met all the fam. But as far as like hopping on here, I think it will be fun. And you know how I do things. We'll have some type of subject, if not a culture news brief where we're just kind of jumping around talking about different events, kind of similar to this. So I'll let you know, but we're gonna get to
Of course, it'll happen sooner or later. Hopefully, sooner than later. But, ladies and gentlemen, as always, remember the mission statement when you're striving for greatness. God never puts you in the driver's seat if it's taken. We are done here. God bless everyone. Take care of yourself. Respect, integrity, love. Keep it that
Yes,
way.
sir. Yes, sir.